This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Wall Street entered into a so-called bear market Monday due to fears about a fragile economy and stubbornly high inflation. The S&P 500 sank 3.9% Monday, falling more than 20% below the record high it set in January. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2.4%, while the NASDAQ Composite was 4% lower. Americans are confronting soaring prices for gasoline and groceries, while their gains in investment accounts are evaporating. That is putting pressure on U.S. President Joe Biden and his administration. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has details.
With President Biden's approval ratings sinking as costs for commodities soar and stock prices plunge, his administration finds itself increasingly on the defensive, less than 6 months before key midterm elections. The president is focused on delivering for the American people, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responded to reporters Monday when asked about Biden's unpopularity among voters. Asked about the dismal economic picture as a key U.S. stock index entered a bear market, the press secretary said this.
The American people are well positioned to face these challenges.
The Federal Reserve, which is America's central bank, is expected this week to again hike interest rates in an attempt to tame inflation. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Cryptocurrencies also declined Monday. Bitcoin tumbled more than 14% from a day earlier and dropped below $23,400, down from a peak of $68,990 late last year. Cryptocurrencies soared early in the pandemic as ultra-low rates encouraged some investors to pile into the risky investments. A Ukrainian official said Russian troops had pushed into the center of the eastern city of Severodonetsk and continued to shell a chemical plant, sheltering hundreds of soldiers and civilians. This is VOA News.